With the legislature about to wind down for the session, Republican leaders are revving up to get through what they consider must-pass bills. One is the so-called Job Creation Act. The director of Thousand Friends of Wisconsin says the bill does no such thing. Rather, Steve Hinneker says it's misleading rhetoric, which will result in a rollback of environmental regulation.
How does allowing trout streams to be diverted in Wisconsin develop jobs? Radicals that have hijacked this process are trying to say it's jobs and it's got nothing to do with jobs. It's got to do with greed.
The bill would make state regulatory agencies compare the cost of rules on business against the benefit to the environment. As an example, sponsors point to mercury reduction rules, which they claim have not resulted in fewer tainted fish. The bill also creates more exemptions for air permits. Jeff Shepke of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce supports this change.
It gets certain folks out of the permit process that don't need to be, and it doesn't lower any environmental standards.
However, Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club predicts there will be more ailments and deaths linked to utility plant coal burning if the bill passes.
Polluting corporations are benefiting at the expense of our health. These rollbacks will cost every one of us in the shape of more polluted air and water, toxic dump sites that aren't cleaned up.
Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer and Assembly Speaker John Gard introduced the bill at the beginning of the week and hope for passage by week's end. Critics are calling for a delay to allow more public input. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.